Today, Front Page Dramas is pleased to present for your entertainment Magic Water. This radio play is based on a most interesting article describing in detail a recent scientific discovery which may have a tremendous effect on human life. This absorbing article appears in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all first Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. Magic Water is a production of the General Broadcasting Company. We now take you to a famous university where a convention of scientists is being held.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure to introduce
the chairman is now introducing the next speaker. From all advanced information I've been able to gather, this is the high spot of the convention. You're about to hear revealed a scientific discovery of amazing importance. I shall now switch you to the speaker's table.
Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen, before presenting my paper, I wish to tell you a story. It concerns a man who, although not a scientist like ourselves, attempted to make a discovery which might benefit mankind. He was a soldier and a statesman. His first appearance in America was with Christopher Columbus on the occasion of that famous explorer's second voyage in Haiti in 1493. While he was surveying the newly found land, the man of whom I speak met Princess Aquana and her charming daughter, Nakaboda. One day, as he was being entertained by the princess...
Will the Señor Ponce de León have something more to drink?
Your Highness is most gracious. I will.
And Nakaboda?
Yes, my mother?
Bring our honorable guest another cup of wine.
At once, my mother.
Mm-hmm. You have not much longer to enjoy our wine, Señor.
For you, Señor.
Many thanks for your kindness, my child.
I am no child. I am a woman. I am a princess like my mother.
A thousand pardons, Your Highness.
Señor Ponce de León is right, my daughter. You are but a child.
I am 18 years of age.
The number of years alone do not make you a woman, my daughter. Talk with our honorable guest a moment while I tell the servants what I wish done in preparing him for his journey.
Very well, my mother.
Princess Aquana must not trouble herself for me.
Nothing could be called trouble that gives the great Señor Ponce de León the comfort on his voyage home.
Thank you, Princess.
I will return very soon.
The Señor is leaving in the morning?
Yes. Admiral Columbus has ordered us to set sail at dawn.
When shall we see you again?
Who can tell?
We shall miss the great Señor.
The great Señor shall miss you.
Dare I hope that may be true?
It will be true.
Tell me of your country, Señor.
In my country, we... How can I describe it for you? It is all so different.
Have you no trees?
Oh, yes, we have trees.
Do you not live in houses?
Of course we do.
Then how can it be different? We are trees, and we live in houses.
But in my country, our trees and houses are not the same as yours here.
Why not?
Because, my child, the climate is different. Here it is always warm. At home it is warm and cold.
How do you keep warm?
We build fires in the houses.
Fires in the houses?
Yes.
And they do not burn?
No. They are built of stone.
Oh.
Nakaboda, you may leave us now.
Yes, my mother. I go.
Honorable Señor, we are sorry to have you go. We shall miss you.
So Nakaboda told me. It is I who shall miss you. You have made my stay most pleasant. I can never repay you, Princess.
It is I who can never repay you, Señor.
Repay me?
Yes. Other strangers have been cruel. They have made war upon my people. But you have come in friendship. You have taught us not to fear the stranger who bears the flag of your country.
Have I, Princess?
Señor, it is a custom on this island for the host or hostess to give the parting guest a present. And when it is desired to show the guest much honor, the gift must be something which is greatly valued.
Indeed.
I wish to offer you my most valuable possession as a token of my admiration and esteem.
Princess, I cannot let...
Nakaboda?
Yes, my mother?
Come to us, my daughter.
Princess, you have done enough for me. I cannot accept anything more.
You call me my mother?
Yes, Nakaboda. Señor, I give you my greatest treasure, my daughter, to be your wife.
Princess, I...
You will take me to your country, Señor, where you build fires in your houses of stone.
My child.
Not your child, your wife.
I cannot marry you, Nakaboda.
He is a princess, Señor. He is of royal blood. Why can you not marry her?
Because...
Because you do not like me?
No, no, that is not true. I do like you, Nakabota. I like you very much. Princess Aquana, I cannot marry your daughter because I already have a wife. A wife and a family at home.
Is that the only reason?
It is.
Why should that stop the senor?
Unfortunately, Princess, the laws of my country do not permit me to have more than one wife.
Ah, that is indeed unfortunate.
Then I cannot go with you on your ship in the morning.
I'm sorry, my child. That is impossible. But do not look so sad. I will compensate for your loss.
Oh, senor.
Princess Aquana.
Senor.
You have done me the honor to offer me your most valued possession. Permit me to give your daughter my greatest treasure. Here, my child.
Oh, a glittering chain.
Solid gold.
Gold?
That is what we Spaniards count most precious on the earth.
Oh, look, my mother. Look. Look what is fastened to the chain. Two little gold bars. One this way and one that way.
That symbol is also very precious. It is called a crucito.
Crucito?
A cross.
Oh.
Let me put it around your neck, my child.
Oh.
There. Now.
How can I thank the senor?
By wearing it in his honor. Will you wear it for me?
Oh, yes. Yes. Yes, I will, senor.
Three years later, Ponce de Leon returned to the island as the head of a new expeditionary force. But instead of swarms of Indians greeting him as they had welcomed Columbus, the shores were deserted. The natives had gone into hiding in fear of their lives. Ponce de Leon took great delight in showing his captain, Diego Salazar, the place where he had been so royally entertained.
It was here, Diego.
Here, Senor Governor, in this deserted forest?
Oh, my friend, it was not deserted when I was here before.
No, oh, I suppose not. Isn't that the ruins of one of the houses?
Yes. It was the home of Princess Aquana. I can see the whole scene again, as though it were but yesterday. Look, you, Diego, follow my sword. Over there the hammock hung. Servants caused it to swing gently while they waved palm leaves to stir a soft breeze in the air.
Senor Governor, it sounds like paradise.
It was paradise, Capitan Diego. An innocent dancing maiden brought fruit and refreshing drinks as one stretched out in a swaying hammock.
But where are they now, these maidens?
I wish I knew. Ah, well, come along. Those days are past.
Hark.
What's the matter?
There it is again.
That? The moaning of a wood dove.
Perhaps. But let us proceed with caution. It may be an ambush.
Ah. Come, Diego. Follow me.
Careful, Senor Governor. Careful.
Look. Those leaves move. There's something behind them.
Wait, Senor Governor. Let us search together.
Senor Governor, come here.
What have you found, Diego?
A native girl.
Let me see her.
She is unconscious. See, there is a sharp cut on her head.
So there is. Poor girl.
That's a Maria, but she is beautiful.
Isn't she?
Senor Governor, look. A crucito.
A gold cross and chain. Diego, some water quickly from your flask. It is she.
She?
Who? The daughter of Princess Aquana. The Princess Nakaboda. I gave her this crucito.
Here is the water, Senor Governor.
Madre de Dios, she cannot die. We must save her.
The Princess Nakaboda did not die. Governor Ponce de Leon nursed her back to health. One day, he called on her.
Ah, my child. How well you look today.
I am feeling well, senor. Thanks to you.
It was nothing. I thank Buenos Dios that I arrived when I did.
There is only one way I can show my gratitude, senor. And I shall do it.
You need do nothing. I merely paid my debt of hospitality.
What would you like most in the world, senor?
That which I may never have. My youth. Back again.
I can tell you how you may regain your youth.
You can? How?
It is a secret my people have known about for generations. The Fountain of Youth, senor.
The Fountain of Youth? Where is this marvel?
There is an island off that way, the Bahamas, abounding in everything that man desires. Delicious fruit, even the gold that you say is so precious. And in the center of the island is a spring of purest water, senor.
Does one drink it to become young?
Yes. And to bathe in it will make one young and handsome.
In the Bahamas, you say? Off that direction, my child?
Yes, Senor Governor.
Tomorrow, I shall seek your fountain of youth.
The next day, Ponce de Leon started on his now famous search for eternal youth. Some of his men started with him, but became discouraged after many islands were explored and many rivers and springs tasted to no avail. Loyal to the end, Diego Salazar accompanied his commander. Then one day, years later, in the beautiful Florida which he had discovered during his futile search, Ponce de Leon was mortally wounded by an Indian arrow. Diego takes him back to their ship and starts for Haiti.
Be of good faith, Senor Governor. We shall soon be home.
No, Diego. Not I. You will, but not I.
Of course you will. And when you are well and strong again, we'll set out for this fountain of perpetual youth.
Diego.
Yes, Senor Governor.
You do believe there is such a fountain, don't you?
Have I not searched with you all these years?
My faithful Diego. Oh, we are right. There is a fountain of eternal youth. Somewhere. There is a water which will restore our physical prime and prolong our life. Do you hear?
Yes, Mr. Governor.
I am dying, Diego. Dying. My race of life is run.
No, no.
Yes. Yes, my loyal friend. I know it as well as you do. I should still be able to discover the fountain if it hadn't been for that accursed arrow in my thigh. Oh, but promise me, you will continue the search. Promise me, you will never give up. Promise.
I promise.
Good. Now I die happy. Happy in the thought the search will never stop. Someday, someone will find this miracle water. Heed my words, Diego. Someday, the secret of eternal youth will be disclosed. Someday.
Gentlemen of science, the dying prophecy of Juan Ponce de Leon has been fulfilled. I have the honor to announce that the water of eternal youth has been discovered. In the university laboratory, I have not only made the discovery, but I have been able to manufacture the magic water. And now, I shall read you my paper, giving you my experiments and proof. My discovery is called heavy water, a substance which will prolong life. By throwing...
Our time is up, and we must make way for another program. We are sorry that the broadcasting schedule prohibits us from listening to the professor's report. But our listeners may read all the details of this interesting scientific discovery in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly. This is Wentworth announcing. Your own announcer will now give you further details concerning the many other interesting stories and articles appearing next Sunday in the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast.